In our time, a grave famine of peace. The words of Pope Francis in his annual Christmas blessing, Urbi et Orbi, to the city and the world.
As we gather with our loved ones, let us think of families that experience great difficulty and those struggling in this time of economic crisis.
The Pope recalled the scars of conflict in Syria. At a time of heightened tensions between Israel and the Palestinians, he prayed for mutual trust. And in Yemen, Iran, Lebanon, Haiti, Myanmar, and Afghanistan, Pope Francis prayed for reconciliation and peace. Special attention was reserved for Ukraine.
May the Lord inspire us to offer concrete gestures of solidarity to assist all those who are suffering, and may He enlighten the minds of those who have the power to silence the thunder of weapons and put an immediate end to this senseless war.
Another seasonal message, this time delivered by a king.
I'm standing here in this exquisite chapel of St. George at Windsor Castle, so close to where my beloved mother, the late Queen, is laid to rest with my dear father.
Having spent a lifetime as heir to the throne, King Charles III continued one of his late mother's most popular traditions in the UK, the monarch's televised Christmas broadcast. He did so to a country troubled by public sector strikes and a crippling cost of living.
My mother's belief in the power of that light was an essential part of her faith in God. And at this time of great anxiety and hardship, be it for those around the world facing conflict, famine, or natural disaster, or for those at home finding ways to pay their bills and keep their families fed and warm, we see it in the humanity of people throughout our nations and the Commonwealth who so readily respond to the plight of others.
And in a Christmas season uncommonly marked by hardship and strife, who but Santa himself from his Arctic grotto to complete a trio of Christmas appeals?
This year, my own Christmas wish is for us all, of course, to help those in need, giving great love and empathy. I wish you all peaceful and Merry Christmas.
Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.